The racist comments directed at the Sydney Swan star Adam Goods recently prompted huge media coverage and quick condemnation from the AFL and officials from other clubs. But there's been little attention paid to another incident involving racial taunts in a junior football league in Melbourne's northern suburbs. An under-15s footballer claims he was racially vilified on the field earlier this month, but he's the one who's been suspended. Samantha Donovan reports.
On the first Sunday in June, just a week after Indigenous Sydney Swans star Adam Goods had been called an ape by a young girl, an under-15s player took to the field in Melbourne's northern suburbs. Muhammad Awo is from a Somali refugee family and loves to play footy. But during that match, PM has been told he was called a black monkey and worse. The racist jibes prompted Muhammad Awo to threaten to put his opponents in hospital. The match ended in a punch-up. Muhammad was reported for his threat and suspended for 6 weeks. His season is over. Karen Toohey is the acting commissioner at the Victorian Equal Opportunity and Human Rights Commission.
I think what we've seen over the last few weeks, certainly at a professional level and in this case, that you know this type of behaviour unfortunately does affect many, many people who play sport. And I think particularly for young people, it's a terrible experience for them.
And Muhammad Awo's terrible experience has been worsened by the fact no action has been taken as yet against his opponents whom he alleges racially vilified him. The chief executive of Melbourne's Northern Football League, Jeremy Burke, declined to speak with PM, but referred us to his statement on the league's website. It says the league does not and will not tolerate vilification of any kind in and around its football or netball competitions, and goes on to explain that the investigation into the complaint made by Muhammad Awo's Reservoir Colts against players from the Hurstbridge team is continuing and more than 20 witnesses need to be interviewed. Mr. Burke told PM it's hoped it'll be clear if the matter needs to go to the tribunal by tomorrow. Karen Toohey is concerned by the league's investigation process.
As with anyone making decisions about these types of matters or any type of matter, it has to take into account the full set of circumstances. And I guess there would be, you know, a question in our mind coming at it from an equal opportunity perspective about if there was a person involved in an incident who was responding to racist taunts and or vilification, and I understand, obviously, that that hasn't been fully investigated yet, but if they were responding to those sorts of behaviours, then obviously that information is relevant to any penalty, I would think, that is imposed on them.
The Northern Football League says that Muhammad Awo pleaded guilty to a charge of threatening behaviour.
In this case, racial vilification was presented as a defence. However, the tribunal quite rightly pointed out that this matter is being dealt with by a separate investigation and handed down their finding based on the player's actions as charged. The Reservoir Junior Football Club had the opportunity to appeal the sentence if they felt the penalty was inappropriate, which they declined.
Karen Toohey says this type of situation has arisen before.
There have been examples in other equal opportunity jurisdictions where this notion that someone responding to vilification is penalised and the initial vilification claim is not dealt with appropriately, you know, has been seen as discriminatory.
The way the Northern Football League has handled the case prompted Muhammad Awo's coach to hit out in the Melbourne Age newspaper. Peter Milne said it was the most disgraceful decision he'd ever heard of. That led to him being banned from the competition for 3 weeks, with the league saying it will not tolerate public criticism of tribunal findings, no matter the circumstances. Peter Milne declined to speak with PM for fear of bringing further trouble to his club. Karen Toohey sympathises with Mr. Milne's position.
You know, and I appreciate there are codes that we all have to comply with when we participate in sport, but I think if his response was to the fact that all the facts were not before the particular body at the time it made the decision, I can understand his frustration. It does send the wrong message to people that on one hand we're condemning it when it's on TV, but when it happens to a 15-year-old, there is a lack of transparency around that process.
Karen Toohey says the Victorian Equal Opportunity and Human Rights Commission would investigate this case if it received a complaint.
We can only hope that either someone will take some formal action, or that the relevant bodies and the league will have a look at and review their procedures and processes.
Karen Toohey, the Acting Commissioner of the Victorian Equal Opportunity and Human Rights Commission, ending Samantha Donovan's report.